Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-444 486455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose, right?
Victory has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Happy Easter to everybody nationwide, wherever you may be listening. And happy Passover as well to all of our Jewish friends tuning into Thoroughbred LA. Two-hour edition, as always, on Sundays, 8 to 10 here at the Big A in Anaheim. And so, so much to talk about. No question, the lead story here in Southern California is Mark Glatt winning yesterday's Grade 1 Santa Anita Derby. Was so happy, and I don't think there's ever been a more emotional post-race scenario than there was yesterday. Of course, Mark lost his wife, Dina, of about 25 years very recently. It was unexpected. She had been hospitalized, but it was a situation that came on all of a sudden and passed tragically at age 57. And so happy, just got a perfect stocking trip under Hall of Famer Mike Smith, who will be seeking to become the oldest jockey to ever win the Kentucky Derby. Mike now at age 59, he'll be 60 in July. There's a bit of ambiguity with Mike's age because apparently he may have fudged on his initial jockey license when he was a 15-year-old in his native New Mexico. So the date of birth listed as 1965, but we're told it's actually a year later. In any event, Prior to this, Bill Shoemaker is the oldest Kentucky Derby winning jockey. He was 54 years of age when he went in that incredible last-to-first victory aboard the Charlie Whittingham train, Ferdinand, scraping paint through the lane back, you know, in the 86 Derby. Again, Shoe was 54. Mark Glatt will be joining us top of the next hour. So much to talk about. A huge day at Keeneland yesterday. We do have a pick six carryover on closing day for what's called the championship meet at Santa Anita, dating back to December 26th. Today is day number 46. There is a carryover in the pick six of nearly $98,000. A lot to talk about. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Can't wait maybe to get the sheet numbers maybe next Saturday when you're on with John Lindo and Bob Ike here on Thoroughbred LA 9 to 10. You know, Keeneland, I mentioned, had a huge day. Further ado, I thought very, very impressive under Irad Ortiz for Brad Cox, and Cox had another tremendous day at Keeneland with three graded stakes winners. In watching the race, I thought Further Ado looked tremendous. He did switch back to his left lead late. I don't want to make too much of that, but I think it is worth noting. But just your thoughts on the way things went yesterday at Keeneland and how impressed you were with Further Ado's win in the Toyota Bluegrass.
Well, one thing we know about Further Ado, he absolutely loves Keeneland. He, last time he ran at Keeneland, he won by 22 lengths, and then yesterday he won by 11 lengths or whatever it was. So he has two races over that track, winning by a combined 35 lengths. So he certainly loves that track. Listen, Mike, honestly, the fields yesterday for the Derby, all three of the Derby races, they were really disappointing. The Wood in New York, that race is an allowance race. Not one horse that ran in that race yesterday belongs going to the Derby. I know people got points and they're entitled and they put money into the game and everything else that goes with it. But I promise you, we didn't see the Derby winner from New York yesterday, that's for sure. Even the California race, congratulations to the Connections because it is a terrific story.
Yep.
But Potente disappointed. A Cherokee Nation never got out of the gate. He disappointed. What was even Intrepido? I really liked Intrepido. I expected him to run much better than he did. Horses just didn't show up. And those are the races. You know, you're going to have to figure out, trainers are going to have to figure out a strategy how to get these points early, bank them, and then they could proceed with, you know, with the races. Now they're rushing horses into races to get points. They had 13 horses or 12 horses yesterday, again, in the New York race. It was horrible. I mean, you know, just to run, okay. But I was not really impressed. The big question now is for Irad Ortiz. He rode Renegade last week. He rode Commandment last week. And yesterday he rode Further Ado. So which one is he going to pick?
Renegade.
That's what I think. I think he's picking Renegade, too, because Renegade is kind of a package deal because Zaney, who runs in the Kentucky Oaks, is the same Connections. So I would assume they're going to make a deal, ride this, you get to ride that. And as far as Commandment is concerned, I think Pratt is going to go to that horse, and I would bet Luis Saez ends up on Further Ado. That's just my prediction.
Well,
and, you know, they're all jockeying for position now. And again, Ortiz got to ride the last three winning favorites, and who knows? Let's see what happens.
John, back to the Santa Anita Derby. You know, you mentioned Cherokee Nation. He had 100 buyer in his maiden win, but he's a horse. He's just not quick away from there, and you saw the break, and Frank Miramonte noted it right away in the call. It looked like his hind end slipped out from under him a little bit. He was immediately back to last, and he just never got in a rhythm. So they don't have the points to go to the Derby. As for Potente, John, I thought he ran well. He had a lot of pressure throughout from Robusta. Juan Hernandez said that in the post-race quotes. And, you know, I mean, he was well clear of the third horse. So it's on to Churchill with him. Knock wood, the legs are cold this morning and in the next few weeks. But I thought he ran pretty good. He's going to be probably double digits on game day. We'll have to allow that.
Yeah, listen, Mike, that was a 7-horse field, and he was pressured. What's he going to do in a 20-horse field? When it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what he's up against. And as far as Cherokee Nation's concerned, he ran a 4 on the sheets last time out.
Wow.
He had bounce written all over him. Not only that, the 4 that he ran, he was on Lasix that day. He came off of Lasix. Maybe it was a Lasix pop. Who knows? But listen, he'll live to fight another day. He has that big race, and he's a big, huge horse. You know, he's so, like, clumsy out there. It's just a matter of him learning what's going on and getting used to it, and that's what it is.
Yeah, he's green. He's big. He's just got to find himself, and the ability's there, John. There's no doubt about it. But timing is everything with the Derby.
The rail draw was his biggest enemy yesterday.
I think so.
A horse like that, the worst thing you could do is break from the inside when you got some big, huge horse that's green and everything else. You know, if he breaks from an outside post, well, that's completely different, I think.
Exactly. Hey, John, take a bow. You called the shot with Amicial Jaramillo. You said coming into this meet, which started the day after Christmas, you thought he was going to be leading rider. My gosh, what a tremendous meet he's had. He finished off yesterday with a $31 winner for Richie Baltus, a maiden filly going 6.5 out of the turf shoot. You got a $31 mutual on Peppermint Dash. But, you know, through 45 days, he's 6 up on the perennial leader Juan Hernandez, 48-42. And in the trainers division, again, Doug O'Neill, a tremendous meet. Ditto for Mark Glatt. 36-27, the situation there. Congratulations, to both Jaramillo and Doug O'Neill. We're going to have Amicial Jaramillo's agent Tom Canusta on with us in the second hour as well. So a lot of ground to cover here this morning. Let's get back to Keeneland, John.
Wait, Mike, just one second about Jaramillo. You know, everything in life is timing. It's amazing. He came to California and he fell in good hands with Doug O'Neill, who only happens to have be one of the hottest trainers at the meet, and he kept it going all meet, and he was riding for him. So majority of those wins, or certainly I think about a third of them, came for Doug O'Neill. So he deserves he has to give O'Neill a ton of credit for giving him that start.
I had a long talk with Doug's primary assistant, Leandro Mora. We were actually roommates a long time ago at Del Mar. Actually, it was so long ago, John, it was prior to me meeting my future ex-wife. So, but anyway, Leandro and I were talking. For a number of years, the O'Neill stable was essentially married to one jock, and it was a loyalty situation with a big client, and it was very, very frustrating, I knew, to Team O'Neill. They have this guy come in. He has been a dynamic force in Amicial Jaramillo. And, you know, I was talking to Leandro and he said, you know, you want a guy who goes out there and he's not looking at the tote board and he sees 12, 15 to 1 and immediately maybe the shoulders kind of slump. You want that positive attitude. And that's a big reason why Bug Boys sometimes really get rolling, because they're happy to be there. They pass that enthusiasm along to their mounts. But you just can't say enough about this combination, O'Neill Jaramillo at Santa Anita this year.
The dynamic duo, to say the least.
Yeah. Now let's get back to Keeneland. Headline in the Pollock Report noted that the fifth race yesterday at Keeneland, and there's a screenshot. At the Pollock Report, you can see it. This horse is coming into the winner's circle. And it's up there 13-1. In fact, he was 8-1. He paid $18 and change. Headline, Keeneland odds snafu caused by data connection delay. At least that's the story from Keeneland. And, John, I traded texts with John Linda this morning. He said, yeah, my brother bet on that horse. People that play horses, this sours them. And if you want to talk about new people, when this kind of stuff happens, now, credit to Del Mar and then Santa Anita, we've eliminated that problem here in Southern California with the win wagering, because the CAW wagering, the computer assistant wagering, the people with the algorithms, they're cut out at 2 minutes to post as far as win wagers go. That's not the case at Keeneland. This cannot continue, John.
And by the way, NARA was the first track to initiate that 2-minute cutoff. And believe me, it's a help, but it's not the answer, because people that pay attention to exactas and tries and everything else, those numbers are getting slammed, but you don't notice it. You notice a win bet when a horse is 13 to 1 and then you only get $18. That's calling it an auto-tote snafu. I call baloney. They're covering for CAW, my opinion only, but I honestly believe that. They got lambasted all over X yesterday. They were put every single race. Every horse getting started. It was just horrible. The CAW at Keeneland is as bad as it's ever been anywhere. They've been open 2 days, and they got about 10 cases already of just horses that got slammed. And it has to stop, like you said. People aren't going to put up with it much longer. You're losing big players. They don't get it.
Story,
or they don't care.
Story by Ray Pollock. It's up at the Pollock Report, down toward the bottom. According to a statement from Keeneland, the correct odds were displayed on advanced deposit wagering platforms. The statement, printed in full below, did not indicate what caused the issue beyond being, quote, a delay in the data connection between United Tote and the broadcast, end quote. That kind of sounds like some gobbledygook to anybody playing horses, John. And you know they looked at this situation coming into this boutique meet, and I believe they just decided, you know, we'll get our assets low to the ground and we'll just get through this. I think it's the wrong approach, because this kind of thing is overshadowing big performances on the racetrack. Outstanding on-track attendance, that's the heart of horse country. We shouldn't be talking about this stuff.
I agree. And the fact that they're telling you there was a problem between Autotota, delay, whatever,
well,
don't you think all this stuff should be brought up to date? This is 2026, for God's sake.
That's an indictment, John. That's self-indicting.
They're telling you that it's not foolproof and we have a problem.
Yeah.
Well, if you have a problem, then shut the whole damn thing down until you get it right.
All right, we got our ratings up. Now, how about a winner? I got to get to Brad Free.
All right, Mike, let's go to Gulfstream and look at race number 6 for those of you who are able to bet. I like the number 1 horse in here, Brother Brad, a 9-year-old gelding from the Amador Sanchez barn. He claimed this horse last time out. Not often you claim 9-year-olds, but I like the barn switch. Miguel Vasquez aboard to ride 3-1 on the morning line. Brother Brad wins today's 6th race out at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and John, you're not able to bet. There's a carryover, as you know, at Santa Anita today in the Pick 6. Mandatory payouts, almost $98,000, but you can't bet on it there in New York State, huh?
It's amazing, Mike. Listen, Aqueduct is closed. If you live in New York, you cannot bet anywhere in the country in New York. So, but Aqueduct is closed for horse racing, but they're open for the casino. So could you explain that to me? And if you go to FanDuel and you want to bet a ball game, you can bet the ball game, but you can't bet horses.
Oh, my.
You talk about the ultimate of hypocrisy. This is beyond belief.
Unbelievable. Well,
it's just crazy.
JONHARDOON.com. What's there? How much?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have the two big tracks, Gulfstream and Santa Anita. There's a Sunset Pick 6 carryover. So last three at Gulfstream with the last three at Santa Anita.
John, by the way, the Orange County Sheriff was called last night. The dispatch was late, however, and it was a good thing because Joe Adell got away with stealing, and I mean stealing, 3 home runs last night from Seattle Mariners. There's never, you can go back through the annals of this great game, there has never been a performance by a right fielder like this.
Three.
John, watch the tape. The first two, he goes well above the yellow line. I mean, he is way up there. And the third one, it's the top of the 9th inning. The Angels are leading 1-0 on a leadoff home run, first inning, first pitch from Zach Neto. He leaves his feet down near the right field foul pole, catches the ball. His momentum takes him into the stands. His upper body disappears, but he comes up right away with the glove showing the ball. It was absolutely unbelievable. Thank goodness the sheriff didn't get here till after the game, because, you know, Adell was able to. And what makes this even more unbelievable is Joe Adell has had some major issues defensively throughout his young career, and last night a performance for the ages with the leather. Unbelievable.
Oh, that's baseball. That's why we love the game. You never know what you get in the next day or the next pitch, as a matter of fact.
John, and I can't wait to see and hear what we're going to get from you in hour two. So looking forward to having you back. We'll bring you out to Santa Anita.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you as well. A little bit late, but right now we hook up with Brad Free with Daily Racing Form. Brad, good morning. I saw you on FanDuel briefly yesterday doing the work, getting the quotes post-race. Have you ever been part of a more emotional scene after a race like the Santa Anita Derby than we experienced yesterday?
No, I don't think I have. And it was fantastic for trainer Mark Glatt to win the Santa Anita Derby. Was so happy. Less than 2 months after he lost his wife, Dina. They'd been married for 25 years, and Dina passed away from a cardiac arrest. It was very emotional. Myself and Daily News turf writer Kevin Modesty and I had a nice conversation with Mark Glatt after the race, and he was emotional as well. He showed. He said, "This is great, but I wish Dina was here." It's only been less than 2 months since she passed, and Mark is still. He's still, his heart is aching as well as should.
Yeah.
He's got a good colt, and they're heading to Kentucky with a fighting chance in the Kentucky Derby, and so happy. But no, you're right, Mike. That was an emotional post-race ceremony and kind of an unforgettable situation.
You know, so happy was a Breeders' Cup champion sprinter. Run happy, the sire of so happy. And so happy is out of a Blame mare. Now, Blame, we remember handing Zenyatta her lone defeat in her career finale in the 2010 Breeders' Cup Classic at Churchill Downs. Mark Glatt has been quietly confident all along with So Happy and his ability to get a mile and one-eighth. He got a perfect stalking trip yesterday under Mike Smith. Certainly, we don't know if he's good enough, but I think the distance isn't a big question at all for him. It's just a matter of whether or not he's got enough upside to dance with the likes of Renegades and the other big shooters from back east, Brad.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, that was the biggest question going into the Santa Anita Derby with regards to So Happy. Could he stay a mile and one-eighth? When you watched his race in the San Felipe, you might walk away saying, well, I think that this Run Happy colt is distance challenged.
Yeah.
But the San Felipe was his first start in 2 months. He was a little bit too fresh. He went after Brandt early, and he paid the price late. It was, in hindsight, it was a better-than-look third-place finish. Now So Happy, yesterday, came back on only a month's rest. Jockey Mike Smith was able to settle him. He's a little bit more relaxed. He sat in third just off the pace. He got a great trip, and he took advantage of it. So I don't know that distance is going to be an issue for So Happy. They're all going a mile and one quarter, most of them for the first time, and that's going to be a question for everybody in the field. But with regards to So Happy, I think he answered the question yesterday whether or not he belongs in the Kentucky Derby, and the answer is certainly yes. A good colt. He earned a 100 buyer speed figure, the best of his four-star career, and this is a very exciting young prospect. Is he good enough to win the Kentucky Derby? We'll find out in a month, but for right now, he is the top contender from the West Coast. I heard you and John Hardoon talking about Potente, and I agree 100%. He actually ran well under compromising circumstances, under pressure every step of the way. I don't think they expected Potente to be on the lead, but when Cherokee Nation was off slowly,
he's there.
Potente just went on with it, but he took heat every step of the way. He finished nearly seven lengths clear of third, only the third start of his career. Potente, he doesn't have to have the lead. He came from off the pace into San Felipe, and I would imagine he'll probably adopt an off-the-pace strategy in the Kentucky Derby. So Happy and Potente, California's two leading hopefuls, and they're both contenders in the Derby.
They're contenders, but, Brad, would you agree the likes of Renegade, Commandment, Chief Wallaby, they loom very large indeed here.
Yeah, the question with Chief Wallaby, is he going to get into the race? And I would imagine he probably will. He's currently ranked 22nd on the points list with 4 weeks to go. You know there's going to be some dropouts along the way. Only the top 20 points earners can get into the field. Chief Wallaby ran well, finishing third in the Florida Derby. He's lightly raced as well. We have a lot of lightly raced colts coming into the Derby this year. And somebody's going to jump up and run a big race and win the darn thing. Maybe it's Chief Wallaby if he gets in, and I would imagine he probably will, even though right now, as of Sunday morning, he's ranked 22nd on the points list.
Right. So much happens, as you know, Brad. The things move around. There's hiccups and bumps and bruises and that sort of thing. Talk about, if you could, your thoughts, recapping, looking back to the day after Christmas. Amiciel Jaramillo coming in here. He's got a six-length advantage on Juan Hernandez coming into closing day, day number 46. They're both on seven mounts. I'm not aware of any late scratches. And then Doug O'Neill, in large part in combination with Jaramillo, a tremendous meet. 36 wins coming in to Mark Glatt's 27, Brad.
Amiciel Jaramillo is the best jockey in Southern California this meet. The stats don't lie. And not only is he winning on dirt, he's won 26 out of 128 on turf. It takes a talented, skilled jockey to win on grass, and that's exactly what Jaramillo is. Jaramillo is very fortunate, as you guys alluded to earlier, to hook in with trainer Doug O'Neill. He and jockey agent Tom Canoes go a long ways back. O'Neill and Canoes brought Jaramillo out here, and O'Neill's having a terrific meet. Most of his winners have been ridden by Jaramillo, and it's been a fantastic combination the entire meet. But Jaramillo, I hope he stays, because he is a good, aggressive rider. He'll race ride. He'll put horses into races. He can win on the lead. He can come from behind. He can finish. I like this guy a lot. So, yeah, he's terrific. I think he's the number one pilot in Southern California.
Brad, we've got a 10-race card here to close things out, and we'll take a 12-day break, and then racing will resume Saturday, April 17th, with what is called the Hollywood meet. What do you have for the listeners here on closing day of the big meet?
Well, there's a pick-six carryover today of nearly $100,000, $97,000 pick-six carryover, and I like a horse in race number 9. Look, he's the 3-to-1 favorite, but 3-to-1 is okay. It's a starter allowance, optional 12-5 claiming race, and number 6, Captain Sparrow. He hasn't started since late January in a race in which he won by more than 2 lengths, a $10,000 claiming N3L. Trained by Mark Glatt, he runs well fresh, he likes the track, his figures are appropriate. And I like the fact that Glatt brought him back in a starter allowance, protected. He cannot be claimed today. This is a good horse. He should be forwardly placed. I think Captain Sparrow, at odds of 3-to-1, can win race number 9. So number 6, Captain Sparrow in race number 9.
And post time for race 9, just looking while you were talking, Brad, 4:10 Pacific. Should note, we once again, as we did yesterday, have an early post of 12 noon. Brad, nobody, and I really mean this, my friend, puts in the work like you do for the player, the people who pony up the money for daily racing form day in, day out, like you do, and your race-by-race analysis. You put your heart and soul into it. I'm telling you, Brad, it's greatly appreciated. Thanks so much, and look forward to having you on again soon.
Mike, thank you for the kind words, and I'll talk to you soon. Good luck today.
Happy Easter to you and your family. Late on the break, folks, going to take it. Going to be checking in with John Lindo, who you can catch from 9 to 10 along with Bob Ike here every Saturday morning on AM 830, the home of the Angels. And no Matthew DeSantis today from New York. They're not running, but we've got John Lindo in the next segment. Whole lot to talk about. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615 or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour one, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman, and right now I'm going to be joined by John Lindo, who joins us this morning from Carlsbad. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Happy Easter to you and everybody out there.
Thank you very much, and back at you, to you, Neela, the entire family. We like to talk about cowbreds here, and what a performance from Pete Perella and his wife Evelyn's Legacy Ranch-owned Mohaven in taking yesterday's Evening Jewel under the oft-talked-about Amiciel Jaramillo by five lengths. Now, when you're 3-5, you're supposed to win impressively, but this couldn't have been any more impressive. Gate-to-wire fashion, here are the splits. 22-4, 45 flat, 110-1, 6.5 on dirt here, 116 and 3/5 seconds. And I got to say this, John, John Sadler, I thought, just all class in the post-race interview on the simulcast signal, along with Michelle Yu. John included four guys that came down from Legacy Ranch that are just, Terry Knight told me in a text, these guys are hugely important to their entire operation. And John included them in the post-race interview. At one point, Michelle said, okay, which one of you guys actually got on Mohaven when she was at the farm? And this guy stepped forward, and you could just see the pride. John, I mean it. He raised his hand. He was so prideful of having a big part in the development of a filly like this, and I just wish we told more of these kinds of stories about our great game.
You know, there are so many guys behind the scenes that make these horses successful. And when you get a chance to honor them, whether it be if you win an award someplace or whatever, and you just take the time to mention their name or recognize them, it means so much to the guys that do it. And you're right, it's great that Legacy Ranch brought those guys down first to watch that filly compete. She wins the race. And, you know, they just don't go off in the sunset. They come on over here and talk to these guys. You made this happen. Just tremendous, and I that's the first thing I pointed out to my wife watching the broadcast.
Right.
Look, they got the guys from Legacy Ranch out here for
yes.
the winner's circle, and you know that's a classy move by John Sadler by Legacy Ranch, and a terrific performance by Mohaven. And this is one of those cowbreds that, you know, they bred the mare to a good Kentucky stallion in Yalpon, fold the baby out here in California, bred the mare back to a California stallion, so you get a cowbred like this. And, you know, she's worth a lot of money by that stallion, and she's going to have a big future. She's just getting started.
Bred by Richard Barton, who's, I mean, hugely involved, invested in our game here in California. But I'll tell you what, Pete and Ev, they paid good money for this filly, $200,000. Her earnings now well north of that $200,000, but her value way up. You know, they had tried open company in the ungraded Sweet Life, going 6.5 down the hillside turf course. She was 3-1 in that race, but just a kind of a dull effort. Two things. The blinkers went back on after being off for a couple of races, and then first-time Jaramillo. Now, you know, again, at 3-5, she's a good fit on paper, but you'd have to say the equipment and the jock change, those were big, big keys in that huge effort yesterday.
Watch when Jaramillo rides the horse first time out. They pop the gate. They seem to show more tactical speed than they have been showing. He puts horses in the race, and he's aggressive throughout. And that's what he was. He took the fight to everybody yesterday, and he got away with a pretty soft first quarter, 22-4. That second quarter was fast, but he took the run out of the competition, and he opens up, and that was that. And he's been doing it all meet long. And like you say, he's not a one-trick pony, not just dirt sprints, but he's been successful routing on the grass, going long on the dirt, everything. So just a tremendous meet for him, first time in California, basically, and to become leading rider, that really tells you something a little bit about Tom Knuth, his agent, as well.
And he was aboard the Cowbred of the Week, and her name is Mohaven, winner of yesterday's $125,000 evening jewel stakes for California bred fillies 3 years of age. John, we also like to talk about the South Point. I heard from Steve Johnson, who heads up the racebook, yesterday. By the way, his toll-free number, he said they've got plenty of rooms available this coming week, 866-780-7223. John, did anybody see that lopsided win yesterday, Michigan over Arizona? I mean, that was amazing. They opened up in the first half and never looked back.
No, they dominated, and that game was over early. And you could just see they were faster, they were bigger, and they dominated. And early line on tomorrow night's championship game, Michigan -7 over UConn. That's the line from the South Point going into the NCAA championship on Monday night.
Again, folks, get up to the South Point. Do it soon. Give Steve Johnson a call on the race book. Toll free, 866-780-7223. Steve says they got whole bunch of baseball betting, daily team totals, player props, and wagering on several soccer leagues, which I don't mind watching it these days, but I'm not quite to the point of doing the laydown. But, you know, a lot of people get involved. They really do. Anything else to offer up on the Cowbred situation, John?
as far as the Cowbreds go, you know, again, $75,000 was the winner's share to Mohaven yesterday. The same for the winner of the Echo Eddie Stakes. So a couple of Cowbreds picking up nice purses. And it just in general, there are so many advantages. And you look at the cards day to day, how many races are Cowbreds only? You're going to have a chance to run for good money if you've got a Cowbred in California.
Yeah, and we had a big upset. You mentioned the Echo Eddie. It was the Steve Knapp train Fianello under Antonio Frasu was just up from way off the pace to win by a nose over Thirsty Rebel, who was the second choice in the race. If you like Fianello, you got a $39.80 win mutual. A pick six carryover, as noted, nearly $98,000. What do you want to do today for radio, John?
It's going to race number seven, a first-time starter, number nine, Darn Good Dancer, working well for this in the videos I've seen, and actually held her own with a good grass horse of King of Gosford for Phil D'Amato. He's a graded stakes horse, and this is a cowbred maiden holding his own in the morning. I've got to think that pretty well meant in this spot. 9-2 on the morning line, good outside post, Armando Ayuso, number nine, Darn Good Dancer, race number seven at Santa Anita.
And I will share this much with you. Our good friend Andy Harrington from National Turf, who along with his wife is on his way to Australia as we speak. He sent over an extended text, and he had a few things to say about this race, and they included Darn Good Dancer, John. So stay tuned, and I want to let everybody know, if you get up to the South Point, the Lindo Report is available up there free of charge.
Yeah, we're doing Santa Anita and Keeneland during this time. Next week with the Santa Anita Dark, it'll be Keeneland Wednesday through Sunday.
Had some people ask, hey, are you guys going to be on air next weekend? The answer, absolutely, next Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, Los Alamitos Dark every Easter, but they're back up and running next Saturday and Sunday. We'll have plenty to talk about, John.
Absolutely. The Apple Blossom at the Oaklawn, a big card again at Keeneland. In fact, on Friday, they've got the Maker's Mark Mile, so pretty good racing during the weekdays out there as well.
No doubt about it. Hey, John, thanks so much, and look forward to catching you and Bob next Saturday from 9 to 10.
Yeah, Mike. Good luck today.
All right, you as well. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com. That's dataeel.com or horseracingsimple.com. We're heading down to Los Alamitos and talk to Orlando Gutierrez right out of the break. Don't go away.
Ringo.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Segment, hour one, Thurman, L.A. Let's get over to Los Alamitos Racecourse and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez, who heads up most all of the publicity efforts over there, does a terrific job year-round. Hey, Orlando, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well.
I'm scouring today's daily racing form. I normally go to the back, and that's where the Los Alamitos races are. But instead, today it's Sunland Park, and I see a $250,000 race over there going a mile and one-eighth. It's called the Casa Ford Sunland Park for three-year-olds and up, and we've got a cowbred in there I meant to mention earlier by the name of Vaca Vaca, trained by Aggie Ordonez. This is a five-year-old gelding by Stay Thirsty. But anyway, anybody looking for Los Alamitos PPs, they're going to have to wait till this coming Saturday night.
Well, the wait will be worth it, Mike, because we have a carryover of nearly $15,000 in the pick six. We had a $47 winner in Not My Rodeo, $17 quarter horse winner, AP Eagle Heart. So we have a nice carryover. And we should have a total pool in that pick six for next Saturday, around $90,000 to $100,000. So the way will be worth it. We'll come back really, really strong next Saturday. The feature event will be the running of the Virginia Highland Handicap and a possible single in that pick six with the champion, Shaken Going On, a four-time stakes winner last year. She looks like she'll be heading that field for Phillies and Mares at 350 yards. And she's just sensational. She loves to run here at Los Alamitos, and we love to have her here. Looking forward to seeing her possible comeback as an age mare. She'll be taking on some really nice horses. They're really fast, One Sweet Duck, the Abigail Kawanakoa winner, Butter Off Friends, and other top mares. So we're looking forward. It should be a great, great Saturday night of action. Of course, the two-year-olds are racing in full swing here at Los Alamitos. Keep an eye on trainer Jose Flores, whose barn has been sensational with the juveniles so far. Five wins from the first 10 juvenile races that we've had have been won by Jose Flores' trainee, including Kindergarten Hopefuls Bridgewater and Contentious. They both look really good, and we'll be taking a look at them in the trials of the Kindergarten Futurity. So, again, $14,702 carryover in the pick six next Saturday, Mike.
Looking forward to that $2 traditional pick six. Now, listen, you don't have a daytime signal in terms of Santa Anita to follow next Saturday and Sunday. With that in mind, do you already know what post times are next weekend there under the lights?
I'm sure we'll be close to what we've been doing around 6 o'clock for the Saturday program, about 5:15 for the Sunday night action. You know, we don't want to end too early because there's still a lot of players that like to hang around on Saturday night. We have always a nice crowd, a family atmosphere at Los Alamitos, so we want to make sure that we put on a good show for our Saturday night. So look for us around 6-ish. Again, some really exciting quarter horse races on tap, I'm sure.
Great. And again, you're open for simulcast action all weekend. Did you mention AQHA champion Shaken Going On and possibility of this horse running in the Virginia Highland next Saturday?
Yeah, we have not seen her since she took down the Southern California Derby, but she did have a turn in work a couple of weeks ago and looked super sharp. We thought that maybe she was going to run in the Denim and Diamond, skip that race, and she'll start gearing up for all the big H-Mare races. As you know, Mike, we have the top stakes racing program in the nation for the fillies and mares. Mm-hmm. And Shaken Going On has certainly been one of the standouts in the division last year. And again, this year, we're looking forward to seeing her back. Hopefully in the Virginia Highland, all signs point for her return.
Hey, Orlando, again, no racing on Easter Sunday at Los Alamitos. That's the way Doc Allred has always done it. I sure hope you're able to enjoy the family along with all the other quarter horse people who make that enterprise go over there year-round. It's a special day, and hopefully it's a day a lot of you can spend with family and friends.
Thank you so much. I know the chaplaincy, the Los Alamitos racetrack chaplaincy, is going to have a special Easter program for all those that help do the hard work in the barn area. I know our chaplain is putting together a nice program for them, and they'll have a tremendous time, a little bit of a break tonight so they can enjoy time with their families at the chaplaincy event. Great fellowship for all of them.
Okay, again, we'll look forward to live racing returning to Los Alamitos this coming Saturday, and that'll be Saturday, April 11th, and a sizable carryover in the pick six, $14,701. That's the traditional $2 pick six next Saturday at Los Alamitos. Have a great Easter Sunday, my friend.
Thank you so much, Mike. To everybody as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Listen, folks, we got a whole lot of shows straight ahead. A guy fresh off victory and an emotional Santa Anita Derby yesterday. Trainer Mark Glatt joins us top of the next hour. He's going to be followed by top jockey agent Tom Canoes. He represents the leading rider at this meet, Amicio Jaramillo. And we've got some good stuff from Private Clocker, Andy Harrington of National Turf, Bruce Finkelstein, Bob Mazursky, Toby Calla from South Florida, Take Two with Jonathan Hardoon from upstate New York. What more could you want on Easter Sunday? This is Thoroughbred LA. We'll be right back.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add $10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool with the promotion was a promo record of $86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Easter, and to all of our Jewish listeners, happy Passover to all of you all, wherever you may be. Joining us right now is a guy who's coming off a tremendous win. I would have to say the most momentous win, most emotional win of his training career. His name is Mark Glatt. He sent out the winner of yesterday's Grade 1 $500,000 Santa Anita Derby, a colt by the name of So Happy, who was ridden by Mike Smith. Mark, good morning. Happy Easter, my friend, to you and your family, and congratulations on a tremendous victory yesterday.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much, and happy Easter to all the listeners.
You know, I think anybody watching yesterday, whether it was the simulcast signal on FanDuel, it was riveting, Mark, because we're all human, and what you've gone through and how you've carried on. I noticed your son, Ryan, who's working these days as a jockey agent, he jumped in and was helping out with the horse coming back to the winner's circle, making sure that the horse was hydrated and so on and so forth. I know your dad, Ron, was out there. All that kind of thing means so much to you, but if you can, the morning after, describe your emotions, Mark, having lost your wife of 25 years, Dina, so recently. And I know it's still so fresh. It still hurts so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's been the hardest thing, you know, I've ever had to deal with in my life.
Yeah.
And the thing about it is she was she was always at the races right by my side.
I know it.
Supported me. There wasn't a race day if I had horses running that she, you know, wasn't right there supporting myself and the owners of the horse and the horses. And so it just was a very big void in the day. We have had a tremendous amount of support, and so that was all nice. But I got to say, I couldn't help but think about her.
Oh, man, that is so understandable. Mark, I know this is tough to talk about, but one thing about this game, it is pretty much all-consuming. You guys were a great team, but the fact you've got a big stable, you've got so much in front of you every single time the sun comes up, I have to believe being this active, it has to help a little bit, Mark, doesn't it?
I think so. You know, I have found that, you know, staying as busy as you can, and I got plenty to keep me busy, but at the same time, it can get a bit overwhelming. Dina did a lot of things, obviously ran the household and did a lot of behind the scenes stuff for our, you know, for my business and our business together. So, that all falls upon me now, and, you know, we still have three kids at home and trying to get them off and on their way. So, she was the majority of that part of our lives together, and now it all falls on me. So it's very overwhelming at times.
I would imagine two sons and a daughter. Let's go to the horse. So happy. You know, Mike Smith said after the race, he really felt like he was a fitter horse yesterday. I know you were quietly confident he had been third, beat 2 1/4 lengths in the San Felipe, the final major prep to the Santa Anita Derby by the race favorite yesterday, Potente. You got an absolutely perfect stocking trip. One of the things you said after the race was, you know, there had been question marks about the stallion, Run Happy, who, quite frankly, had been a big disappointment based in Kentucky. He's no longer there. And the ability of his get maybe to get this kind of a distance yesterday, 1 1/8, the first Saturday in May, 1 1/4. And you said, well, you know, I really don't pay much attention to that stuff. Obviously, he is out of a blame mare who was a Breeders' Cup Classic winner himself. But talk about your thoughts going into yesterday's race. I can't imagine you could have envisioned a better trip than you got. But if you can't address the condition of your horse approaching the Derby yesterday.
Well, you're right. Mike put a fantastic ride on him, and he, you know, couldn't have gotten any better trip. And, you know, going back to the San Felipe, you know, horses, you know, the first time around two turns, he dueled pretty hard with a good horse in the San Felipe early on. And had never gone two turns, along with having had a couple of months in between races. And those just aren't the most ideal circumstances, you know, when you're stretching a horse out for the first time. And so, yeah, I mean, like everyone else, because he's by Run Happy, you know, you are a little skeptical of how far he really wants to go. But I did know that he would improve. And he would improve quite a bit with that race, mm-hmm. the San Felipe under his belt, and then coming back within a month's time. You know, that's how horses typically want to run, in my opinion. And you know, he's by a sprint sire, but when you look at the horse, you know, he does not necessarily look like a sprinter. He's a long, tall, leaner kind of horse. You know, he looks like a two-turn horse. And as you mentioned, he gets some stamina on the bottom side there through blame. And, you know, good horses overcome limitations. And it doesn't look like he has any distance limitations, but he's a very good horse. And, you know, they just do things that others can't.
Mark, what is the first thing Mark Glatt does when he hits the barn this morning at Santa Anita? You want to look at the feed tub, you want to feel the knees, the ankles, and so on and so forth. How is So Happy this morning there, you know, the day after winning the Santa Anita Derby?
I couldn't really be happier with how he pulled up out of the race. He ate everything, jogged down the road. He seems happy, you know. We'll see if he has a little letdown tomorrow. You know, sometimes they're still on a little bit of an adrenaline rush the next day. And then they can have a little bit of a letdown. But the race at the moment here does not look like it's really taken anything out of them.
Well, that's great news for anybody wanting to get involved with him in the Kentucky Derby. I want to ask you about the approach. I'm assuming you've heard from Churchill Downs this morning. How many people do you need to take, and will you be taking any other horses? Are there stakes races back at Churchill Derby week for them? But I got to believe the groom, the exercise rider, and so on and so forth, how many people need to accompany just this horse, So Happy, to Churchill? And when do you intend to get in there, Mark?
I think, you know, this is pretty fresh. And, you know, obviously until this morning, I didn't know how well he came out of the race. And so I think, you know, take a little bit of a break today and mm-hmm. and think about it a little bit through the course of the day, and then sit down tomorrow and really start putting those plans together. I really don't know right at this time how, you know, we'll set all this up and how it'll all work out.
Well, we'll be in touch. I got to believe you'll be checking the weather, right, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a factor. You know, it's always going to be a factor back there. And so certainly would rather not be faced with a, you know, bit of an off track in any of his preps. So I'm sure that that will definitely play into ultimately how we go about this.
Mark, it's been a tremendous meet. By the way, the Derby yesterday was your second win on the day. You took the race right in front of it by a nose with Kazushi Kimura going a mile on turf. But, you know, you've had 27 wins overall through 45 days. You're second to Doug O'Neill at this meet. You've had a total of 4 stakes wins. This has been one heck of a meet, obviously, with the glaring exception of the loss of your wife. But the barn, you got to be happy with the way the horses have performed, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, I got to give a lot of credit to my crew, you know, my assistant trainers and everybody in the barn, because, you know, although I've been here every day, I'm sure there's been moments where I'm not as focused and just mentally, not capable of focusing as much as I would while grieving the loss of my wife. But they've done a tremendous job. Maybe Dina's up there helping these horses get to the wire a little bit.
Well, I'm certainly not going to dispute that. And you said yesterday that you felt like maybe she was walking with you down to the winner's circle. Mark, happy Easter to you, your kids, your entire family. Thanks for taking time for us, man, and want to wish you all the best. Can't wait to see you center stage there at Churchill Downs the first Saturday in May. Thank you, Mark Glatt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Listen, before we go to jockey agent Tom Knust, who represents Santa Anita's leading rider, Amicio Jaramillo, I got a nice text message from Andy Harrington of National Turf. He couldn't join us this morning. He says, like John Lindo mentioned earlier, race 7 today, number 9, a first-time starter by the name of Darn Good Dancer. This is a 3-year-old filly. Apparently, she has been working very well, according to Andy, and I quote, "She matched strides with a wind type by the name of King of Gosford in her last gate drill on March 29th in a minute and 2 fifths. That's handily from the gate. And she was also best in company in her previous work to a filly by the name of Queen Kimby going 5/8 and 101 flat. That was on March 21st. To quote Andy, nifty moves for a cowbred maiden filly. And that's Darn Good Dancer, race 7, number 9. Armando Ayuso's had a tremendous meet, owned and bred by Nick Alexander. And Phil D'Amato is the conditioner. And as advertised now, we're joined by jockey agent Tom Knust, who represents leading rider Amicio Jaramillo up at Santa Anita. Hey, Tom, good morning, and happy Easter to you and your family, my friend.
Thank you very much, Mike, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, you talk about the ups and downs of the game. Before we talk about your personal situation, you look at the sire of So Happy, Tom, by Run Happy, and his owner had been James McInville, known as Mattress Mac, based in Houston. This guy's a big, big promoter and kind of a P.T. Barnum type of guy. He invested a small fortune in trying to make a stallion out of Run Happy, and quite frankly, he flopped. It just didn't happen. But now that he's been sold, I don't know if he went to South Korea or not, but he's no longer in North America. Here he is with a Grade 1 winner, So Happy, winning yesterday Santa Anita Derby. Again, we've seen it so many times, Tom, on so many different levels. You just never know in this game.
No, it's unbelievable. And I thought Mark Glatt did a great job training that horse and getting where he's at. And then how about Mike Smith? What a great ride he did on that horse. So the connections are really good. And I think he'll have a really big shot in the Derby.
Trivia question, Tom. Currently, who is the oldest jock to ever win the Kentucky Derby?
I don't know. Was it Shoemaker?
Yeah. You should have been listening in hour one. I gave that out. Yeah. How old was he when he won on Ferdinand in 1986, Tom?
85.
Jesus.
I don't know how old he was. But, you know, wait a second, though. P-Val.
He was 54.
Right now.
He was 54.
He still could do it. But he still could do it. He's
Patrick?
Not done yet. Yeah.
What? The Sunland Derby? What are you talking about?
The Kentucky Derby. The kid's not done yet.
Oh, I'm not aware that he had a mount, does he?
We might next year.
I thought you were representing Jaramillo. You already had your go with Patrick. Now you're shilling for him again?
I'm just kidding. I know.
I know. He did win a race earlier this week at Turf Paradise, and he looked good, Tom. You know,
going a mile on
the grass.
Very proud of him. Been 10 years off to come back and win a race. I think it's very, very commendable.
No doubt about it. Well, let's talk about Amiciel Jaramillo. We've talked to you about this before, but, Tom, you got dealt kind of the queen of spades coming into this meet. You were doing great with Antonio Frasu. All of a sudden, you don't have him. You get the phone call, and then you're able to find an open door. And with Doug O'Neill's help, you bring Jaramillo out here from South Florida. It has been an absolutely dream meet, and I got to believe your business is looking good coming into what we're calling the Hollywood meet starting on April 17th.
Yeah, you know, Antonio had an opportunity to take another agent that he thought, and I don't blame him. It's something he wanted to try and do, so I give him credit for doing it. Antonio's a great rider, and he'll be fine. I was very fortunate with Jaramillo when we were trying to look for another rider, and it had to be somebody that I knew that Doug would ride. And we talked to Jack Sisterson back to Florida, and first thing he said, you know, Doug asked who would do well out here. And he said Amiciel Jaramillo would do great out here. And he was 100% right.
Yes.
So it was very fortunate for me.
He really was. Tom, can I ever get you to knock somebody on this show? Is that possible?
Well, you want to talk about Doug O'Neill.
That's Doug. He never would. Look, I wanted to just talk to you about a couple of your mounts today. Talk about, if you can, Ever American in today's first race. For trainer Jonathan Thomas.
Well, you know what? I don't know much about the horse because I had another horse for the race for Michael McCarthy, and that horse didn't enter, so I was available. But I know this horse worked really good the other day and outworked a couple of really nice horses, so I would throw him out.
First-time starter going a mile on turf, which, Tom, as you know, isn't near as big a challenge as going first time a mile on dirt. You don't have to be as fit.
100%. There's very few horses I've known that go first time out, two turns on the dirt, that can win.
You train. Tom, you train. Yeah. Can you explain why you don't really have to be as fit on grass?
Well, because with a lot of the grass races, you know, the horses wait, and then they run the last quarter of a mile.
Right.
So, you know, where on the dirt, you have to run from the beginning, and you got another horse hooking you at the quarter, at the 3/8 pole, maybe another horse hooking you at the 7/8 pole. So you have a horse that's hooking you all the way around, where on the grass you can kind of really get your footing, and then everybody runs the last quarter. So I think there's a different style of racing from the dirt and the grass.
And Tom, I wanted to ask you about a horse you ride for Doug Gazzali, 7-2 on the morning line. You come off a nice win at the level, and here you are right back, same condition. Can you explain to me how this horse is eligible, having just got this A other than a win under his belt on March 8th?
Yeah. No, last time you can run for once other than or a $50,000 tag, and I think Doug felt that he could go ahead and run for the $50,000 and not get claimed and still have the eligibility. So sometimes he does something that works out, and this time it did.
Okay, so last time he was in for the tag, but not today.
Yeah, today's into the lounge, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing I couldn't figure out looking at the PPs. I haven't been doing this long enough. And then in race 7, wanted to ask you about La Silencioso for Victor Garcia. Your jock rode him first time out, rode her, rather, on March 8th, going 6 furlongs. You shorten up to 5.5. Victor adds the blinkers, and she gets Lasix first time today. Can you talk about the kind of trip she had? The trouble line says she was away a little bit slowly.
she was, and I thought they were in a bad spot and everything. This time, you know, my jock worked her out of the gate the last time, and she worked really good out of the gate. I think the blinker's a help. I don't mind the one hole going 5.5.
Right.
So I think, you know, I do know, I did hear you guys talk earlier about Don Good Dancer working so well. So, I mean, maybe it could be a two-horse race, but I really like this filly, and I think she'll run big today.
And then our feature race today, three-year-old fillies at 1 1/8 on turf, the Providencia, and you're going to be riding Lilo Lil, I guess pronunciation is. Now, she's run four times. Your jock takes over first time today, 10-1 on the morning line. She's still a maiden, trained by a really sharp guy, Michael McCarthy. The owner is also the breeder, Charles Fox. Any idea what her running style could be today, tactics-wise?
I don't know, but my jock worked her the other day, and he said, well, please, see if we can ride this filly.
Yeah.
And Michael is a top trainer, and when he, you know, putting a filly in this race, it's a, even though it's listed, and she can run, you know, 1, 2, 3, that's good value on her. But I think she's got a shot, even though she's a maiden. She's coming into the race, I think, in top form. And again, anytime Michael puts a horse in a race, you got to look at it.
Hey, Tom Canoost, all the best. And again, happy Easter to you and your family. Congrats on really a sensational meet. When you consider everything, this jock really had minimal name recognition coming into this this meet, which started the day after Christmas. And here you are on closing day. You've essentially got the riding title cinched down. So I know you got to be feeling good about that that Easter Sunday meal you're going to be having later on. Congratulations, Tom.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You
Thanks.
Bet. Top agent Tom Canoes representing Emiciel Jaramillo on top of Juan Hernandez coming into closing day, a six-length advantage, 48-42. And, folks, once again, a quick word about Data Eel, and I really mean this. If you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is quite simply horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. We'll go ahead and hit this break early, coming back strong with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com, Bob Mazursky in the rotation as always, Toby Callett is standing by in South Florida, and take two with a fired up Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. That's all right in front of us here on AM 830.
Into the world, closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Thurman, Los Angeles. And folks, I meant to mention regarding California Breds, a big tip of the cap to trainer Craig Lewis and co-owner breeder along with Craig, Sonny Pies. Their King's Ride, by Clubhouse Ride, who stands at Legacy Ranch up in Clemens, California. King's Ride, a full brother to the outstanding graded stakes winning sprinter Brickyard Ride. King's Ride out of the Southern Halo mare by the name, by the Southern Image mare, by the way, Brickyard Helen. And he was a handy maiden winner on Friday in the fifth race. That was going six furlongs. King's Ride under King Juan Hernandez getting it done there, breaking the maiden, paying $5.80. Got that six furlongs in 110 flat. Hey, listen, folks, if you have any plumbing concerns, commercial, residential, Don't wait. Be proactive. Get a hold of my good friends at Western Rooter, family owned and operated for more than four decades now by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn. They're open 24/7. If you've got leaks, clogs, broken water heaters, whatever it might be, they can handle any emergency, any job, commercial or residential. As we often say, they are on time and under budget. That's Western Rooter. Give them a call at 626-448-6455. Mention Thoroughbred LA, and they'll knock 10% off your total invoice. Go to their website, westernrooter.com. You'll see over 500 five-star reviews. That's Western Rooter, the best in the West. And one of the best in the West in terms of handicapping races joins us right now, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of betonbruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning. Happy Passover to you, and I hope you had a great Santa Anita Derby day.
Yeah, it was an exciting day of racing and good Pesach. Happy Easter all to you, Mike, and
thank you.
All the listeners out there. You know, that was a good race, and it saved me. I really liked the winner, so happy, but I didn't have a great day other than that. That kind of bailed me out a little bit. But a horse that wasn't mentioned early in the show, I don't know if you checked this out, Mike, Bob Baffert may have the best three-year-old in California that ran in the second race. Did you check out Crude Velocity in race two yesterday?
I did not see the race. As you know, I'm relegated off track now. I apologize, gotcha. But fill us in.
Well, the horse broke maiden about three, four weeks ago. I think it was March 7th, with a tremendous amount of trouble. It may have been the most impressive maiden winner, at least I've seen, all meeting long. He stepped up against allowance horses, but older allowance horses, Mike. He rated off the lead. He rallied, and he won by almost seven lengths. Get this, 6.5 furlongs. Are you sitting down? 114-1.
I'm seeing it now.
In the second start.
Yeah. Wow. Paid $3 with Florent Garou, but they're out of time for the Kentucky Derby.
They are. And I'm wondering, I don't know where Baffert's going here. I'm wondering maybe he runs on Derby Day in the Pat Day Mile at the one-turn mile, which we'll see. But this is a horse. Wow, is he something else? And he just kind of burst on the scene too late. But, boy, maybe that's a good thing sometimes for these three-year-olds not being rushed into that kind of competition. But I cannot wait to see where Crude Velocity shows up next.
And it looks like that Pat Day Mile, depending on how this, you know, he comes out of the race and so on, that might hit him right between the eyes, Bruce, as they say.
Yeah, one-turn miles should not be an issue. The way he finished, right. He came home in right around 6 seconds. You're not supposed to do that.
No.
Second time out 3-year-old. So this is a horse with just untapped ability.
Wow. Well, you got a $3 mutual yesterday. I want to ask you this. What led you yesterday to so happy?
You know, I didn't like the way he was, you know, look, I didn't like the way he was written, I'll be honest with you. In the San Felipe. If you look back at his sprint races, he sat off the pace and he had a nice kick. And I think maybe two turning, he was maybe asked to do too much. Not only was he going two turns for the first time, and I know there was a 2-month layoff, but he was asked to, you know, carry the groceries on top of that. He had a duel with Brandt, who was one of the favorites of the race, and then fire back. And he ran okay. He ran third, but that's not his running style. If anything, it got him some racing experience. And Mike Smith did the absolute right thing yesterday. Let the other speed go. He sat in a stalking position. That's where he wants to be. Mm-hmm. I thought everybody, you know, there were lots of you know, bettors that just kind of gave up on him after that last third place finish. I think it was all to do about the running style. And he's a stalker. He's not a front runner.
Right.
And you know what? Nothing wrong with a 100 buyer number in the Santa Anita Derby. That was solid. And he won by, you know, it's funny. It looks deceiving. It looked like he was dueling with Patente, and it was a pretty close race. By the time it was over, Mike, I think it was close to a 3-length margin.
It was over at the 16th pole. It looked like they might go head-and-head, but Patente, he took a lot of heat. You know that, Bruce.
He did.
Throughout from Robusta. But at the 16th pole, I mean, so happy it was over with. It's going to be interesting. He's in good hands. We know that.
Yeah, I mean, he's won 3 out of 4. You can't knock that, and he has a third-place finish. Look, maybe he's not in, you know, at the very top, but you know what? He's not too far behind, and he's a horse, again, that's lightly raced and improving, and why not? He certainly didn't look – he looked fresh at the end of that mile and an eighth, so he's a definitely – you know, he's a contender, I think, in the Derby. Maybe not at the top of the list, but I think he's well-deserving to be in that race.
Interesting. Let's go to Gulfstream Park right now, Bruce, and – boy, yeah. Precious few venues open today.
Yeah.
All you have to do is look at the front of America's Turf Authority. There's three tracks, Santa Anita, Gulfstream, and Sunland Park. They've got 10 of them at Gulfstream, and they're going to be getting underway in right about 10 or 12 minutes or so. Who do you like for radio?
Okay, so let's go to the seventh race. Now, in this seventh race, it is a maiden $25,000 claimer. The big favorite scratched out of there, the one Del Mar Sunrise. And this is probably the videotaped trouble horse of the day at both between Santa Anita and Gulfstream. This might be the most significant one. The number four horse, Tiger Eye Pearl, did not run a step sprinting on debut. They brought her back on a race that was scheduled for the grass. It switched to synthetic. Got to watch this race, Mike. She broke okay. She was in between horses going to the first turn. And boy, Edgar Saez had a handful. He tried to raid her back, and in doing so, she threw her head around. Saez lost his balance for about a furlong or two. I think he might have lost the irons, or he was bouncing up and down in the saddle, almost in the entire clubhouse turn. She settled a little bit. She made a move on the end of the turn, and then she wouldn't switch leads until very late. When she did, she kicked it in with all that trouble. What a nightmare trip. She ran a decent third that day. She gets to the grass today. She's had a work over the track at Palm Meadows. If she can just relax a little better, Zaya's got to know her. She's got some upside to her. Race 7 at Gulfstream, the 4, Tiger Eye Pearl, before the scratch was 6-1. On the morning line.
Okay, and listed post time is 3:50 today at Gulfstream for that. Let's come back here to Santa Anita. 10 of them on this closing day of the championship meet. Who do you like, Bruce?
Challenging card today at Santa Anita. I'm going to go to the Providencia Stakes, Mike, and it's hard to knock the one Daria's maiden victory. This is a horse that came in from Ireland and off almost a five-month layoff. She ran well in the debut at a mile, but boy, did she put it all together at this mile and an eighth distance. Go back and watch this race. She looped the field. Frey Sue never even raised the whip. He just sort of flicked the reins at her a little bit. It almost looked like a workout, Mike, mm-hmm. The way she blasted off at the end of that race with very minor urging. She certainly can get the mile and eighth distance. She has a big old finish, and I think that's a big advantage here, you know, with that huge win at this distance. So race 8, I like the one Daria, who's listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Is that morning line maybe a little optimistic, Bruce?
I think so. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think maybe 3-1 at best on Daria here.
Okay, let's talk about betonbruce.com. Now, no Santa Anita this coming week. They'll be back a week from Saturday, April 17. But tell us what's up at betonbruce.com.
Keeneland all week, Wednesday through Sunday. Outstanding racing there will be on hand. We'll do the second half of the card all five racing days. We'll probably sprinkle in maybe a little bit of Oaklawn and possibly Aqueduct because I know they're going back to the grass, I believe, this week at Aqueduct. Check with John on that one. So mostly Keeneland, possibly a little bit of Oaklawn and Aqueduct. We'll still have plenty of action this week.
Bruce, have a terrific weekend. Last thing, John Lindo informed, I believe he said, Michigan is an early 7-point favorite over UConn tomorrow night. Any thoughts?
It's a big line. I mean, I'll tell you, Connecticut is a team of destiny. They are.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's a lot of points. Michigan's the most talented team. I saw them very early in the year, and wow, they look phenomenal. But you know what? If I was betting this game, I'd probably take the 7. I think it's going to be a tough game. Michigan's the better team, the more athletic, deeper team, no doubt about it. But man, there's something about Connecticut. They just know how to win. They're gutsy and they're physical and
they're athletic.
You know what?
Yeah.
Hurley is a heck of a coach.
Yeah, he sure is.
Even though he's a little bit obnoxious, he's a heck of a coach.
He was so likable as a player.
That's Bobby Hurley. This is
his brother. Sorry.
I don't even know what.
Yeah.
Where did Danny
I'm
Hurley
thinking
go?
Of his brother. Yeah. Hey,
Bobby Hurley is was the better player.
Yeah.
Danny Hurley's the better coach.
Well, you often see that. How many great players are great managers? Not a whole lot.
Absolutely true. What did he do? Was it the last game? He kind of headbutted the official.
Did you see that?
The game before last.
Yeah.
I don't know how he'd get away with that.
Could have been suspended.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Now you can't do that. Anyway, all right, thanks so much, Bruce. Take care.
Take care.
All right, let's finish off this segment. Bob Mazursky, who does just a terrific job, full graded handicap, Bob's own morning line, and all the Southern California News Group papers day in and day out. And you can catch his selections as well at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob, good morning. Happy Easter to you, Amy, and the entire family.
Thanks, Mike. Same to you and everyone listening.
All right, I want to get your thoughts, first of all, on yesterday's Santa Anita Derby. How good is So Happy, do you think? And what about Potente? Can he come back? He had, he had a rough go there, getting a lot of pressure from his outside.
Yeah, I mean, So Happy obviously rebounded off his race in the San Felipe. I had questions whether he wanted to run a mile and an eighth, but he obviously proved me wrong yesterday, along with many others. And then Potente, I think, is probably better with a target, as he showed in winning the San Felipe. He wasn't on the lead that day. He came from off the pace. So we'll see. I mean, I think the horses back east right now have the edge. Horses like Further Ado was so impressive winning the Bluegrass yesterday.
Yeah.
Commandment, Renegade, those look like the top three to me at the moment.
I would agree with that. Bob, let's talk now. A pick six carryover, just under 98,000 to close it out at Santa Anita today with mandatory payouts. Who do you like for radio?
I'm going to go to the ninth race. I like number seven, Chasing Money. He's adding the blinkers today. I think he's been running against a little bit better horses than he's facing today. He's had some freshening for Lovato Barocchio, who won a race yesterday with a first-time starter. So I'm hoping he can come right back here and end the meet with a winner. Number seven, Chasing Money in race nine.
Bob, thank you so much. Great to have you aboard, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Mike. Take care.
You bet. We'll hit our final break and come back running. Toby Callett from South Florida. Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragas and Sheets, a programming update. Angels warm-up with Trent Rush coming your way at 12:30, and then it's Alo's Mariners 105 right here at the Big A in Anaheim. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on the home of the Angels, AM 830.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos are our first set of futurity trials on Sunday, April 19th. On this night, we'll have the qualifying trials to the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a great cast of promising juveniles, led by recent winners Contentious, Bridgewater, and Monday Dynasty. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool with the promotion was a promo record of 86,000 on March 21st. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss this big night, the kindergarten trials on Sunday, April 19th.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Final segment, Throwback Los Angeles. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal making things happen here at the Big A in Anaheim. He does it every Sunday. Amazing job from 8 to 10 a.m. Right now, let's get to South Florida, where it is getting, well, they must be at the gate for the first. It's getting close to being 1 o'clock there at Gulfstream Park. Say hello to Toby Calum. Hi, Toby. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. How close to the gate are they?
They're milling around. They're milling.
All right.
Milling is the word of the day, milling around.
All right. Right now we're doing a one-minute drag because post was 12:50 Eastern. So.
Right. Drag is kind. It would be more like crawl. But it's all good. To important stuff, Bruce Finkelstein gave you a horse in the seventh today at Gulfstream. And if you're really interested in playing on the horse, you can go to the workouts on video and watch the drill. She worked by herself. It was a solo drill on the 6th of March on the turf. She is a sister to four previous turf winners. If she runs today like she worked in that drill, it's good night, Irene. You can tell they already wanted to get her on the grass anyhow, and it was shift to the crap, unfortunately, for her. But today, I think Bruce has found a good one. And if you have any real interest, you can go watch that drill and decide for yourself.
And, Toby, to be clear for people just jumping in, maybe that's race 7 at Gulfstream Park, number 4, Tiger Eye Pearl, a Whittam thoroughbred homebred trained by Ian Wilkes. So, and post time for that listed as 3:50 Eastern. What do you want to do there at Gulfstream Park today?
I'm going to give you some intriguing ones to look at if you're playing gimmicks, because we have the Crepetta sprinkled in during the card. Mm-hmm. In the fifth race today, number 6, Alluring Serenity, is a good claim. Go back to our previous turf races. I think they made a good claim here. And in the nightcap, if you're going to be involved in any late gimmicks, the 1 Silent Reserve, the 3 Biz Biz Buzz, come off of my horses to watch list. I'm intrigued with a long way off runner in there, the 8 First Empire. So it's 1-3-8 to skate through the nightcap at Gulfstream.
And the nightcap set to go 5:20 Eastern. And Toby, happy Passover to you. I hope you're on the golf course tomorrow, maybe even late today. A little twilight action and just enjoy yourself. Really appreciate your contributions.
I play more at Santa Anita than I do at Gulfstream. There'll be no golf today. So thank you for the thought.
All right, Toby. Appreciate it very much. And now we'll wrap things up. Take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon of the Rags and Sheets, live and direct from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. A terrific interview with Mark Lett. Very
Thanks.
Emotional and really hit home.
Thank you very much, John. Yeah, he's an amazing guy. He's kind of a tough read. People that don't know him, he doesn't say too much. Hey, that guy seems grumpy. He's not. He's got a great sense of humor. He's very dry. And I'm telling you, he is one hell of a horse trainer. He just is. His work speaks for itself. John, meet in, meet out, year in, year out. He's always right there with a high percentage. Just does an absolutely sensational job, in my opinion.
You know what else he does, Mike? He's terrific with first-time starters. I mean, people don't give him the credit for it. And he gets these obscure bred horses or whatever, and they always fire first out. You know, people don't think of him as a first-out trainer, but he's beaten Baffert on the square in a couple of races when they both have first-time
starters. Not an easy task.
Not, it's an impossible test, let's be honest. And he's actually pulled it off, and he deserves a lot of credit. Pay attention. He knows what he's doing, like you said.
His dad, Ron, is a good friend, and he was so dominant for a lot of years at Playfair there in Spokane. Then he went over to Long Acres and was always top five. And then his dad, they came south to the San Francisco Bay Area. Anyway, Mark grew up at his dad's knee. His dad is a great horseman. He's a big help to Mark's stable. He helps with the second string, I guess I should say, down at San Luis Rey Downs, and he's always there. They are a formidable combination. They really are. All right, John, who do you like here at Santa Anita on closing day?
Let's look at the sixth race today, Mike. It's 6 furlongs sprinting on the turf. And, of course, I'm going to end up on a Mark Ladd horse. Number 7, Smart Code, a 6-year-old gelding from the Mark Ladd barn. This horse put blinkers back on last time. He's got races to go back to. I think he's going to be forwardly placed, and I think he's going to get a good trip in here. He's listed at 7-2 on the morning line. Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride. Number 7, Smart Code, wins today's sixth race out at Santa Anita.
And, you know, he's coming in for a tag today, coming out of those tough allowances. So, yeah, definitely a live commodity, and Kimura has been riding him in all of his recent starts. Owned by a longtime client of Mark's, Alan Sandy Kirkwood. Post time for race 6, 2:38 Pacific, John. And, again, Smart Code 7-2 on the morning line. Talk about the website and the fact there is no Santa Anita next week, and I know you're going to be diving into Keeneland, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream and Santa Anita selections for people that are allowed to play. And next week we'll probably add Gulfstream filling in for, since there will be no Santa Anita. So we like to put up 4 tracks. You know, people like it, so
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, you got a little bit more on the menu there. And, John, I know it's early, but you're planning on hooking up with John Lindo, Ralph Sirocco, for your big Kentucky Derby seminar at the South Point, correct?
Yes, it'll be Friday night. But, you know, this year the Oaks is going to be run at night, so I think it's going to be a little later. Usually it's at 6 p.m. the Friday night before, but I think we're going to go closer to 6:30 or 7. Stay tuned. I'm sure John will let everybody know.
I got to tell you, John, running the Oaks at night, I don't know. I mean, it is a marathon day. Derby day is a marathon day. That is really asking a lot of everybody involved in this game.
I think it's horrible, Mike.
Yeah.
For people on the backstretch, it's absolutely
hard.
Torturous. They don't get home till midnight, maybe later than that. Then they got to be back at 5, 6 in the morning, and then they have a long day on Derby Day. It's crazy. It makes no sense, but I don't get to make decisions.
John, I was only at one Derby. It was 2004, the year Smarty Jones won. And folks, if you've never done it, you really need to. It's a bucket list deal. But good luck getting out of there, John. I mean, you work there, and if you're a mutual clerk, you're cash until 45 minutes at least after the last race, and then you can't move. There's nowhere you can go except across the street, as I did with some friends and track announcer Luke Kreitboss, to the veteran of foreign wars. Of which none of us were, but we were gladly admitted and had a very festive time without even thinking about trying to find a vehicle.
And let's be honest, it's not a neighborhood you really want to just walk around in. I was there a few years
ago. It's colorful.
Yes, to say the least.
All right, John, happy Passover. Enjoy it with the family, man.
Thanks, Mike. Happy Easter to you and all the listeners as well. We'll talk next week.
And check the Joe Adell highlight reel. Folks, Angels Mariners at about 1:05. Trent Rush will be along with pregame at 12:30. From the Big A here in Anaheim, I'm Mike Willman. So long. Have a great holiday, everybody. Every new
beginning comes from some other beginning's end. Yeah, I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.